This is Dan Hicks from Freeze Notice Weather. The following is a sample ag weather report prepared by the staff here at Freeze Notice. Dry winter weather conditions continue across the hard red winter wheat areas of the central and southern plains. Winter precipitation from the 1st of December through most of February has averaged well below normal across this area, with parts of Texas and Oklahoma receiving less than 25% of their normal winter precipitation. February has been especially dry in many of these areas, with many locations reporting little or no significant precipitation so far this month. Unusually warm winter temperatures at times have complicated problems, resulting in greater than normal evaporation rates. Temperatures so far in February have averaged near to a little bit below normal. The latest drought monitor continues to show moderate to severe drought conditions across much of this area. This is reflected also in the latest crop and soil moisture reports, especially from the southern half of the hard red area. The majority of the crop is rated in poor to very poor condition, and the majority of the soil moisture reports indicate very short to short supplies. This crop will be coming out of dormancy soon, and it will be critical that these areas receive some rain or snow to improve crop conditions and increase soil moisture this spring. Moisture is also badly needed to improve pasture and rangeland conditions before spring. No major weather systems are expected to affect the central and southern plains for at least the next week or so. This will only lead to worsening crop conditions and soil moisture conditions on through the middle of next week. Longer term, it looks like their chances for precipitation may start to gradually increase during the first week to 10 days of March. From Freeze Notice Weather, this is Dan Hicks.